أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أبي القاسم محمد والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين أما بعد قد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد وقوله الحق وهو أصدق الصادقين إن العزة لله ولرسوله وللمؤمنين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. On the days, the auspicious days of the birthday of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Abbas alayhi salatu wassalam, and Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wassalam, we would like to send our greetings and our salutations to our 12th Imam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his coming as soon as possible. It is the greatest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has bestowed upon us, that he gave us the opportunity to know and to love those great personalities and to learn from their life of the tenets and principles that they lived on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them as a source for our guidance, and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them for us to learn from their lives and to shape our lives and to live the way that they lived. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the same death that they died. The three personalities that we're going to discuss on this particular session is going to be two parts. Today, right now, is the first part, and the second part is going to be later on. The verse says that most certainly in Surah Nisa, verse number 139, it says, certainly the honor is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for His Prophet, and for the ones who believe. We have to take a look at what honor is and what is the definition of honor and how are we able to achieve that honor. Honor as a definition, if you think about it, it is the internal strength that a person has that stops him from accepting defeat. Honor is the name of the power that the soul has that when it is faced with defeat, it gives the strength for the person to be steadfast and not to accept defeat. Honor is the ability for a human being to face the internal and the external factors that will give him defeat. So if you look at the definition of honor, it deals with the internal strength that a person has facing the trials and tribulations, or internally or externally, the factors that would give him defeat. Now, when we look at the personalities of Imam Hussein Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Hazrat Abbas Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Imam Sajjad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have certain tenets or principles that they lived their life on. And these tenets and principles are specific or can be seen more in their lives than the lives of other Masumin alayhi salam. When we are looking at Masumin alayhi salam, we have to look at their tenets and principles, the way that they lived their life, instead of looking at them as personalities of history or personalities that we believe in that came over and were the successor, the rightful guided successors of the Holy Prophet as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to start changing our perception a little bit, looking at their life as on the tenets or the principles that they lived, to look at those tenets and principles, to understand those tenets and principles, and then putting them into our lives, so that when we have those same principles and tenets in our lives, we can live the way that they lived. And by living the way that they lived, we will be able to achieve the purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed them as the successor of the Holy Prophet, as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for Imam Hussain al-Salam, the significant characteristic that we all know of in the history and also in the books of tradition is martyrdom. Sayyid al-Shuhada is one of the titles of Imam Hussain al-Salam, martyrdom. And for Imam Sajjad al-Salam, Imam Zainul Abidin al-Salam, one of the tenets or principles or characteristic that is evident in his life, more than the other Aimma al-Muslim, as far as the people noticed it, even though all of these qualities were present in all of the Aimma al-Muslim, but on the perspective of the people who gave them the titles and what we see in the books of history and traditions. For Imam Zainul Abidin al-Salam, the characteristic is of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or being the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he is Sayyidu Sajideen, that he is the leader, he is the best of all the people who prostrate in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for Hazrat Abbas al-Salam, the characteristic which is apparent and evident in his life, in the books of history, is of loyalty or wafa. Being steadfast in the promises that are made, to fulfill all the promises and responsibilities. So when we talk about honor, we said that honor is that inner strength that a person has that allows him to face hardships and trials and tribulations or things or people, whether it is internally or externally, to stop him to bow down, to accept defeat. Now when we take a look at the lives of Aimma al-Muslim, and especially these three personalities, we see that they have respect, they have honor, the way they lived their life was an honorable life. And if we're going to become honorable ourselves, there are certain things that we have to do to be able to achieve that honor, or to be able to achieve that strength inside of us and not accept defeat. And the three things that I mentioned to you, one is martyrdom. A person who is fearful of death, a person who is afraid of death, the person who fears death, that person cannot achieve honor. Meaning that person will get defeated when he or she is faced with the fear of death, and by facing the fear of death and accepting defeat, that person will not have honor. If the person's inner strength of honor is not strong enough, when that person is faced with the fear of death internally or externally, that person will lose their honor. Martyrdom gives honor to the individual. Fear of death gives shame and disgrace to the individual. Imam Hussain al-Salam has said this many times. For me, the life of honor is better than the life. For me, the death of honor is better than the life of disgrace. For Hazrat Imam Sajjad al-Salam, the characteristic we mentioned is being the slave or being in complete obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is a person whose inner strength is not strong enough and accepts defeat, disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obeys others, that person cannot achieve honor. The actual honor is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not of anyone else. If a person is in the obedience of others or self, that person will be disgraced. That person will lose honor. The person who has very little strength to stand against the insinuations of shaitan internally, and also the insinuations of the tools of shaitan externally, will not have honor, will be disgraced, and will have no respect. And for Hazrat Abbas al-Salam, we mentioned the characteristic of wafa, of loyalty, of being steadfast in doing what you have said that you're going to do, to accept the promises that you have made and to fulfill your promises. The person whose inner strength is not strong enough, then when that person makes a promise, he or she breaks that promise, that person will never achieve honor. That person will have disgrace in this world and also in the hereafter. And honor is something that everybody wants. It is an innate nature of every single human being that they would like to have honor in their household. They would like to have honor in the community. They would like to have honor in their country. They would like to be recognized as an honorable person. But in the definition of honor, people are mistaken. They make goals and purpose of their life of certain things which they think will bring them honor. And they live their whole life in achieving that goal or purpose to achieve honor. But when they see that they have lived their whole life and put their effort in achieving that thing which they consider to be honorable, they see that they were disgraced and they had shame. So if we are going to learn about honor, if we are going to learn about the definition of honor, if we are going to try to find a way to become honorable, we have to look towards those three personalities that we are talking about today. If we can have the inner strength to face the fear of death with the fear that is implanted inside of us by our own thoughts, by the insinuations of shaitan internally, or by the external factors from the media, from our family members, from our friends, if we can have that strength to face all of those factors, we would have honor. Why do I say, let's talk about the external factors. What do they do on the media? They will put out the pictures of Abu Ghraib prison. They will put out the pictures of Guantanamo Bay, the way that the prisoners are treated. They will show you what they can do to those people who do not accept them as the Almighty, by putting embargoes, by attacking, by massacres. They will do that so the fear of death is implanted in those people who are watching those pictures or who are listening to the media, who are looking at the media, thinking in their own minds that if I'm not going to do what they are saying, that this would be my condition as well, that I would lose my life as well. So it is better for me to obey and to do what they are saying so that I can save my life. This is exactly what happened in Karbala to the people of Kufa. 18,000 people came and paid allegiance to Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil, saying that they pay their allegiance to Imam Hussein as-Salam with their lives. And when the fear of death started to sink in and it became a reality that we might have to sacrifice our life, the wives took their husbands, the sisters took their brothers, the daughters took their fathers. And as a Muslim Ibn Aqil was left all on his own. They became an example for the rest of humanity about the fear of death and what disgrace and dishonor it brings. So, those individuals who were not afraid of death achieved the honor that day and till the end of time. Martyrdom is a stature by which a person achieves it by obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by following and fulfilling the promises and the responsibilities that this person has. Yani, the martyr, meaning the martyr becomes a martyr on his own or her own. And martyrdom is the sign of the internal strength that a person has. And we said this internal strength which makes the person steadfast in front of defeat, in front of disgrace, is honor. And when we said about the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives honor, we say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. We bear this witness every single day in all of our prayers, that we bear witness that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is honor, and in the slavery of anyone else is dishonor and disgrace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the verse that I read for you, Innal izzata lillah. So in totality, in another place, fa inna al-izzata lillahi jami'a. That most certainly all the honor is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how was the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam able to achieve that honor? It was because he tapped into the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he tapped into the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he tapped into the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he became an honorable person. And when the mu'mineen, the believers, tapped into the honor of the Holy Prophet by walking and living their way, living the way that the Holy Prophet lived his life, by having the seerah of the Holy Prophet, they became honorable. So do you see the chain? The chain is that complete honor exists with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone who is in the obedience, in the complete obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who becomes his slave, becomes honorable. And whoever taps into the way this person lived their life would also become honorable. So the source of all honor is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the strength that an individual has to face off the internal and external factors so that do not accept defeat, that strength, when you tap in to the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be able to have honor. If you look at Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we can see in the prayers that he has in Sayfa Sajjadiyah, of the physical description we have of him, of the mark of prostration that he had on his forehead, of the tears that came out of his eyes in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way his face became yellow, pale, in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way his body trembled when he stood for prayers in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is our honor. If you're not able to get up in the middle of the night for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do your nightly prayer, but if someone was to come and tell you that we're going to go to such and such place for entertainment, for refreshment, for your job, for travel, you're able to stay up all night and get up in the middle of the night to take that flight or to take that road or to meet that friend or to go to job, you're not in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are having problem in doing your obligations, in doing your prayers, for your Fajr prayers especially, if you're not able to get up for your Fajr prayer, you're not in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are not in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are in the obedience of shaitan. And the obedience of shaitan is nothing more than disgrace. We will lose honor in our own eyes of our own self. We will lose honor in the eyes of other individuals. We will lose the honor in front of the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will lose the honor on the day of judgment in front of all of his creations. No one else can give you anything. No one else can do anything for you other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third, to achieve honor, is to be steadfast in your promises. One of the things that we have lost among our communities, among our nation, is we do not fulfill our promises. Just a small example of the state that we're in. If there's a program that is supposed to start at 8:30, or there's a program that's supposed to start at 7:30, the person having the program knows that no one is going to come at 7:30, no one's going to come at 8:30. When someone is invited to a person's house, the host knows that this person that I'm inviting for 7:30 will not show up at 7:30. Will show up maybe at 8 o'clock, maybe at 8:30. Of any wedding that you go, the time that is written on the invitation, you know that no one is going to show up at the time that says on the invitation. You know that. And we have all accepted that. The people who do arrive on time, they will have to wait for others. So what do? They say, what is the point of me arriving on time when others are not arriving on time? The ones who arrive late, they know that the other persons already accept expecting them to be late. That if they were to show up on time, the person who has invited would feel bad. This is the state of us. And in the traditions it has been said that if you want to know if a person is a good person is someone with honor, with respect. If you want to find out if this person is good, excuse me, do not look at their prayers. Do not look at how many times they fast. Do not look at how many hajj they have went to. But see how good this person is in keeping their promise. If they're not able to keep their promise, you would know that is your measuring scale to find out who this person is. This is your measuring scale to find out about the character of this person. Keeping promises. You see that all of these three personalities, Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam and Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, they were present in Karbala. They were present in Karbala and all three of them did achieve martyrdom. But the way Imam Hussain alayhi salam achieved martyrdom, the way he was martyred, he was given the title of Sayyid al-Shuhada. all of these three personalities, in their character of martyrdom, of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of loyalty, put the basis of Karbala on which it stood and it is standing today. And the Hussein of time that we are waiting for, who is waiting for us, for his Karbala to be founded, for his Karbala to happen, that Karbala also has to be set on these three tenets. It is the nation, it is the Muslim Ummah who needs to stand on these three tenets, these three principles, these three fundamentals. And if they can stand on these three fundamentals, the event of the Zuhur of the 12th Imam will happen. Because we are fearful of death, we have lost our honor. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah, he said, all the Muslims that are around Israel, if they were to come out of their houses with a bucket of water and just come out and drop that bucket of water outside of their house, Israel would be flooded. The population that lives around that area, the reason why they are still not able to liberate Palestine is because of the fear of death. The reason why Iraq gave herself by waving the white flag and not doing anything was the fear of death. And the other one, we are not in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we're not in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have no honor. Obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have given us the strength to disobey shaitan. Obeying shaitan gives you the strength to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we have no honor. And because we do not fulfill our promises, because we are only talk and no action, we have no honor. We can come out on the street and protest and put our voice against oppression and show our hatred, but it is not followed by action. If we are against oppression, then every single oppression we have to be against on. The same person who is going and putting his voice against oppression in a protest is an oppressor himself in the house. Is an oppressor himself in the community. Is an oppressor to himself and to his family members. If you are against oppression, then stand up. Be just in your house, be just in your community, be just with your family members and friends. So what we have to do, my brothers and sisters, we have to learn from these three personalities how to be honorable. How to be honorable. Because in honor is our life. In disgrace is our death. Words of Imam Hussain of Sattas. I've told you this before. This body's heart stop working is not death. Death is not that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that a person dies three kinds of deaths. The one death is just the death of the body. It's very easy to understand. When the soul is disconnected with the body, the person dies. Heart stops working, the oxygen doesn't get to the brain, the body dies. The second type of death that the Prophet said is the death of the soul. Death of the soul happens when the person's connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lost. When the person's connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is disconnected. When the soul's connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is disconnected, that soul is a dead soul. Even if the body is alive, even if the soul is connected to the body, but that soul is a dead soul, is of no use. A dead soul is of no use. A dead soul has no honor. A dead soul does not want knowledge. A dead soul does not want to worship. A dead soul does not want to have the nourishment of the soul. A dead soul does not get motivated to help others. A dead soul cannot move for others. A dead soul cannot feel the pain of others. The dead soul cannot see oppression. The dead soul cannot see injustice. And the third type of death is the death of a society in which a person lives. How is that? When the society's connection is cut from Amr bil Maruf wa Nahy anil Munkar. When the society's connection is cut with Amr bil Maruf wa Nahy anil Munkar. When the society stops telling others to do good. When the society stops others from doing evil and wrong. That society is a dead society, and a person living in that society dies the death of the society. This person's soul is connected with the body. This person's soul is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he is just an individual in that society. In that dead society, he tries to move that society, he tries to get that society to wake up. But people keep on sleeping. And when he bothers them too much, when he tries to wake them up too much, the same community, the same people, the same group of people become an enemy of this person. And they allow the enemies to have this person terrored. Those are deaths. The death of the body, we're going to have. There's no question about that. So might as well have that as martyrdom. The death of the soul, you can make your own soul alive. You have the power. You cannot make your dead body come back to life. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. We have the power to get our own dead soul to become alive. Have the connection of the soul connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can bring our society back to life. When majority of us start doing Amar bil Maruf wa Nahy anil Munkar, and if we become alive in all of these three senses, in all of these three ways, we would have honor. We would have honor, that honor which is promised to us. That honor which the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. That that honor which is part of the honor of faith. People who have faith. إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Certainly, the honor is of for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Prophet, and the people who believe. So my brothers and sisters, if you want Imam Hussain sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be happy on this day, and if you want to accept and be thankful for the blessing of the birth of Imam Hussain sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stop fearing death. Wish for martyrdom in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you want Imam Sajjad al-Salam to be happy, and if you want to recognize the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bestowed upon us by bringing Imam Sajjad al-Salam in this world, become in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure that your obligations are taken care of. Make sure that you do your mustahabat, your recommended actions. Make sure that you pray namaz. You make sure that you do prayers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in every single action that you do, be in His obedience. If you're going to speak, speak, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to speak. If you're going to be staying quiet, then stay quiet because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be quiet. If you're going to eat, eat because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to eat. If you're going to sleep, sleep because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to sleep. In every single other aspect and roles of your lives, be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam will become happy. And if you want Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam to be happy, and you want to recognize the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us by bringing Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam in this world, then fulfill your promises. Muti'u lillahi wa lirasulih. Ya Abdus Salih. Fulfill your promises. Do not make false promises to yourself or to others. If you have said you will do something, then do it. And if you've said that you won't do something, then don't do it. If we do that, we will be able to achieve honor. We will achieve honor in this world, and we will achieve honor in the hereafter. And that is the path of success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to be able to walk on that path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to have that much honor inside of us that we can achieve martyrdom, we can be in His obedience, and we can fulfill our promises. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that much honor that we can become steadfast and firm in preparing the grounds for the coming of our 12th Imam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us enough honor that we become His slaves, that we become the slaves of our 12th Imam and his friends and followers. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make His coming as soon as possible. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.